Well, I know this Southwest Conference meet was a bear, no question, with some good teams involved. But I look at up and down your lineup and results, a lot of personal best. That's all you ask for the kids. Is, hey, let's go out and let's run a PR for the day. And you had your fair share yesterday, didn't you?
Of course. We preach, you know, you're up against yourself, you know, go out and compete. But at the end of the day, as long as you do your best and you can walk off knowing that, then it's all you can ask for. And the girls performed, you know, we had some great times and some great marks out of quite a few of them.
Emma Cappell continues to cut some time off that 800 meter time, a little bit more, 2:23.34, a personal best for that young lady.
Yeah, she ran that really, really well. And, you know, we're trying some things out with her for this meet, just looking into districts in a few weeks. And she, unfortunately, I mean, she ran the 800 great, so that was awesome. But then, unfortunately, she caught a big old side ache during the first lap of the mile and just couldn't shake it. And then we ended up having to have an alternate for the 4x4 because she was still suffering. So we're going to try her again in the mile here this week and see what she can do. And then we're going to have to make some decisions.
Yep. And I was wondering about that mile relay too. You know, that four, put those four together and healthy, everybody's good to go, that they can run a pretty good time, can't they?
Yes, they can. And it's, you know, we've seen it separately from each one of them. It's just trying to put it together at the same time that's kind of been our issue. But, you know, I've got faith that they can do it come when it really matters. And that's going to be something to see, hopefully.
I tell you, Haley Smalley continues in that sprint, made the finals of both the 100 and 200, competed right up there with some of the big dogs, didn't she?
Yeah, her little legs get to moving. I mean, she was... She was a lead-in out of the prelims, and then, you know, we get to the finals, and she didn't have an amazing start, unfortunately, and then their lines are marked a little different. She quit a little early, so her time's deceiving on her finals, but, yeah, her prelims looked awesome, and her 200, she really zips around there. She's fun to watch in that race because she runs the curve incredibly well, so... expecting big things from her here in a couple weeks too.
And this was after she set a personal best in the pole vault at 9:03.
Yeah, she was vaulting really, really well. She PR at 9:03, and then she went for the next height, and she had a couple of pretty good attempts. She hit it on the way up on one, and then just barely hit it on the third attempt. So she's right there, and that's fun to see from her.
You did have a Southwest Conference champion. Haley Beavers continues to do well in that high jump, matching her season best at 5'4".
Yeah, Halea's worked really hard in the off season. You know, I see her in the gym all the time, and she's been working on her form, and it's coming together for her. And luckily, you know, hopefully she just has to make 5'2" at districts for automatic qualifying, but really could see a district champ out of her, which would be cool.
Jaylee Walgren, steady as ever in the hurdles. I know, the Raspy girl is very tough. The Emory girl from Minden's pretty tough, and she was right behind those two in both races.
Yeah, she's got some tough competition in those races, but she holds strong. She's a true competitor, and, you know, over the years, she's been fun to watch. We're really going to miss her here in the next couple weeks after she graduates, and she's a really good leader on the team, you know, pushes everybody to do better and has a great attitude, and we're hoping that she's a state qualifier again in both of those as well.
And Brecken Gale, good to see a season best out of her, fifth place finish in the 2 mile. You had some really, Scout Bell, of course, Gothenburg's a very tough runner, but Brecken's cut some time off, got a season best there.
Oh dear, yeah, like she cut 40 seconds off. It was insane to watch. She looks strong. You know, she's also somebody that tends to get some side aches. So it was nice to see her run full and running healthy. And she's excited to run at Best of the Midwest. That's what we've decided to put her in. And she thinks she can cut some more time off. So we'll see what she can do here on Tuesday.
You've got a couple of meets, I know. Yep, with Monday and Tuesday with the JV meet on Monday North Platte. And then that Best Midwest, weather permitting, yeah, you'll have take a van full up to Sutherland for this one on Tuesday, won't you?
Yeah, I think we're to end up taking 8 up there on Tuesday to best the Midwest, you know, see some good competition from the area. And yeah, our last JV meet is North Platte on Monday. So we'll be sad to see some of those girls go for the season, but hopefully they'll be back next year, and you know, we'll work a little in the off season, kind of strengthen some things. And, you know, we got next wave of young people coming through. So we're going to lose a lot of leadership. So we need some of those young ones to kind of step up and fill some roles here.
And then you're, you know, counting tomorrow, a week and one day away from that district meet, a little earlier in the week. Maybe what we have had in the past, usually it's a Thursday, but now it's a Tuesday. So 1 week, kids do some training, workouts, working some things, stay healthy, stay fresh, and see what you can do next Tuesday up at Alliance.
Yeah, we're hoping to see everybody healthy right now. We're looking good on that front, so that's nice. I mean, it being on a Tuesday, we're to have some rest days going in, so the girls should definitely feel nice and refreshed. And, you know, it's been a really busy season, so I'm sure they feel like they need that. I mean, I'm sure I feel like I need that. So it'll be fun. It'll be a long trip to Alliance, that's for sure.